Well, the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy endures forever. And hallelujah. Aren't you glad he didn't leave us comfortless? Didn't leave us alone. In case some of you didn't know, this is a Pentecostal church, so it's okay to shout, it's okay to dance, it's okay to run, you know, every once in a while, and the Spirit of God, you know, is moving that way. Amen. And I know, you know, people, you all getting excited. You know, I spent a good number of years in a church. We didn't get excited about nothing. So it's refreshing. Come over amongst folks that have a river of living water. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. You say, well, why did you have them sing that song? Well, can I be honest with you? I wanted to hear it. I've been listening to it for a couple of weeks now in my office, and, you know, you got to be dignified in your office sometimes. But after what Pastor preached this morning about the power of the Word of God, you know, this song starts off with, you know, Scripture said it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Ooh, glory. Like he said this morning, every scripture, every word of God is infused with the power to bring it to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you've got your Bible tonight here briefly, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. And here the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, obviously all scripture is given by inspiration of God, right? So we could say, well, Paul, who wrote this? Well, you know, it's a miraculous thing, this Bible that we have, this word that we have, how it came together and the proofs that this is, you know, the Word of God, and that it's not just a book written by men. God spoke through men. Peter said that. Spoke through men of old and by his Spirit. And Paul said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And you can see the inspiration. I said, well, why? How come some other writings aren't? The inspiration's not there. The revelation's not there. All right? This is a miraculous document, if you will. It's living. It's living. Pastor quoted this morning, the Word of God is alive. It's not just paper and ink and that type of stuff. This is alive. When we speak this word out of our mouth, it becomes a two-edged sword. Amen. Amen. Amen? A two-edged sword, the sword of the Spirit. And praise the Lord, it is effective. And it hasn't lost any of its ability, has not lost any of its power. In fact, there's not one dotting of the I or crossing of the T that will pass away till all of it's fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, the King James Bible says. Now, in the King James Bible, the word gifts is in italics, meaning it wasn't in the original translation of that. And Bible scholars have told us here, and language scholars, that this literally means, he literally said, now concerning the things pertaining to and of the Holy Spirit. Things pertaining to and of the Holy Spirit. He said, brothers, I would not have you ignorant. I don't know about you, but when I read something like that from the New Testament, and it says that, then I want to make a decision. I made a decision. Okay, I don't want to be ignorant concerning this. So concerning the things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit, God does not want anybody, any Christian, anybody in the body of Christ to be ignorant concerning those things. Ignorant means unlearned, all right? The difference between, you know, ignorant and being stupid. Stupid is when you know and you don't do it, right? Ignorant is when you don't know it. You don't learn. But here we are to learn of these things. And he said, you know that you were Gentiles. Remember, Gentiles outside the covenant of God. But we know what happened from Ephesians 2. What's the Bible say in Ephesians 2? That he's broken down that middle wall of partition between us. The Jew and the Gentile now in fellowship one with another and with God through Jesus Christ. He said, but you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols. And I don't know if there, if in that day, I think the word dumb was used as unable to speak, just some idol, you know, that was made with hands, couldn't speak, couldn't do anything. But I don't think dumb is lost on us today. It's just dumb to worship idols. Did I just say that? Okay. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be dumb. He said, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, sometimes, you know, we wonder in when certain things, manifestations, certain these nine spiritual gifts that we're going to look at, per se, manifestations, operations, administrations, these things that that are commonly called the nine spiritual gifts, and we'll look at them here as we go through. Obviously, we don't have time tonight to in-depth teach on any of them. But was that God? Was that the devil? Or was that just me? You know, even for your own self. As these things are flowing in and out of you. What was that God? Well, I'm going to tell you something here, and this scripture confirms what Jesus said. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 14 and 15 there, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he said, he'll guide you, I'll show you things. Then he said, he shall glorify me. Amen. He shall glorify me. If it was by the Spirit of God, if it was of the Spirit of God, then Jesus is going to be glorified. Here he said, you can't speak by the Spirit of God and call Jesus accursed. In other words, you can't put him down. You can't make him less than King of Kings and Lord of Lords if you're operating in the Spirit of God. Just can't happen. And no one can lift up, literally, no one can lift up the Lord Jesus and glorify him but by the Holy Ghost. So if it's the Holy Ghost and it's of God, then it's going to glorify Jesus. And so, you know, you might think of it this way, you know, and I type to think sometimes, you know, who's getting the attention here? Who's getting the glory here? So, you know, so much of the time in our society, I'm assuming it was, you know, I've been in other cultures and some cultures is even more than that than it is here. But we want to tend to place the people whom God uses in these areas, we want to place them up on a pedestal instead of glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But even something, you know, if you're in a service and you shout and you, did you draw attention to yourself or was Jesus glorified? Amen. You know, if you felt the urge just to dance in the Spirit. Now, I will say this. If you're the only one, the Bible says the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. You can hold that. Because if you're going to draw attention to yourself. Now, there are some times I've been in services where you know, when I was especially in the pulpit, where the Lord say, do something, and then it kind of caught on everybody or a lot of folks. Amen. Can I just be honest with you? I'm going to be anyway. You know, I wonder sometimes, why did that have to be done down in front? Could you have done that in the back and glorify God back there in and of your own self? Or did you have to come down front so everybody could see you do it? Who got the glory out of this? See, who is lifted up? If it's the Holy Ghost, he's going to be lifted up. Jesus. And remember what Jesus said? If I be lifted up, I'll do what? I'll draw all men unto me. You see, when we are moved by the Holy Spirit to do something, when we are even led by the Holy Spirit to do something, it is actually a great evangelistic tool going into operation. Because we're lifting up Jesus. And he said, if I be lifted up. Now, he obviously was talking first about the cross. He went to the cross, right? But he's also talking about in receiving. That's why he said the Holy Spirit will glorify me. When he is exalted, when Jesus is plainly seen and lifted up, then people are going to be drawn to him. So if it's the Holy Ghost, then we know who's going to get the glory. And so he kind of talks. So in these things, you know, these different differing manifestations of the Spirit, if you will, we know this, that they're all given. First of all, they're given by God to help people. But they're also, every one of them, when it's by the Holy Spirit, when it's done by the leading of the Holy Ghost, then Jesus is going to get the glory. Now let's pick up in verse 4 here. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. Now it's kind of interesting there. We see the Spirit, we see the Lord who is Jesus, and we see God who is the Father. The Godhead's all involved in this. You know, the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God the Father, you know they agree perfectly, right? They are one. They never disagree. And therefore, that's why the Holy Spirit will never lead you to do something that's outside the Word of God. Never disagree with the Word of God. Now, there might be some times, you know, you may not understand what the Word has to say about a situation. You're led by the Spirit to do something. That's all right. You know, I think about, why did Jesus, you know, spit on his finger and stick it in that guy's, on his tongue, you know, and then make mud and put it in his, you know. Why did he do that? Well, evidently, he ministered by the Holy Ghost. We know that from Acts 10:38. He was led by the Spirit to do that. Okay? Now, you don't necessarily have scripture for that. But like Brother Hagin was famous saying, you don't have scripture against it either. Right? You know, sometimes, but what happened? What happened when the guy was healed? He gave glory, he started glorifying God, didn't he? Amen? Remember the blind man there that they brought in, you know, after he was healed, they brought him into questioning. He said, I don't know, but he said, I once was blind, but now I see. And the one who told me to go wash in the water, he's the one that made me to see. So praise the Lord. I don't really care about your criticism right now. I'm seeing. Hello. I've been here all this time. You hadn't helped me get my eyesight yet. This guy comes along and does what he does, and I don't really care. I'm not interested in theology right now. I can see. Right? And God was getting the glory the whole time. Praise the Lord. So these administrations, operations, and manifestations, and we could spend some time talking about those things, but I want to get a little bit farther down and leave that some other time for someone else here. For to one, verse 8, for one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Or special faith, not just saving faith here. But to another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Now over in verse 28, it says gifts of healings. And I think that's a better translation even here. Gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally. Now notice this. As he wills. That also guarantees that it's going to glorify Jesus if it's only operated as he wills. All right? Now, let me say this. You know, if someone makes a mistake and someone gets out in the flesh and does something, you know, on their own, or that, don't crucify them. Don't shoot them, you know. A couple weeks ago here, Brother Bill was talking about that. Don't shoot the wounded. Okay? If someone makes a mistake, if you make a mistake, well, jump back up. If you fall down, get up. All right? Be like that little child learning how to walk. Just walk up, bam, just hit the ground. What do they do? Jump right back up. Okay? Start after it again. Okay? And it's funny, you know, you ever notice that when a little child takes one step or two steps and falls? What does everybody do? Yay! 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 You do that in the body of Christ, you're like, what's wrong with you? Get up. Amen. Somebody tried to be led by the Spirit. Yay! 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 Get up, try again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading here. For as the body is one and has many members, all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So in reading this here, let's remind ourselves, now this isn't anything new, but might be for some folks, you never know. But let's remind ourselves that you can divide these into you can divide them into three categories of gifts of revelation, gifts of power, gifts of utterance. And the gifts of revelation, something that reveals something, is the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now all these are what? They're by the same Spirit, right? And they're as he wills. Word of wisdom is a word from God concerning future events. something of the future. Word of knowledge is knowledge that comes from God concerning a past fact or event. All right. Now it's a word. It doesn't say God. It doesn't say all wisdom, all knowledge. Okay. Now you might be. Some of you might have been really good in school. You were considered smart in school. That's not this word of knowledge. That's not that in operation. This is something different here. Okay. And then discerning of spirits is seeing into the spirit realm. Now I will point out not just evil spirits, but also. Amen. You know, anybody that has a vision, this discerning of spirits has gone into, they've been able to see into this realm. Then you have gifts of power. You have the gift of faith or special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healings. These are power gifts. These are things that do something, if you will. Praise the Lord. And then utterance gifts, the gift of prophecy, gift of tongues, and the gift of interpretation. Now, the tongues that he mentions here is not the same tongues, the devotional tongues that you get when you're filled with the Spirit. This is as the Spirit wills. This is a manifestation of these things. And then even it's a little bit different than even over in verse 28 and 29 when it talks about these things. Those are ministry gifts in operation, if you will. But here he talks about these things. Now, Brother Hagin pointed out, and I thought this is an interesting point, that in these lists, I've listed in these three, that in the revelation gifts, the greatest gift, and we're told to covet earnestly the best gift, the best gift is the word of wisdom. That'd be the best to help us to know what to do next. And in the power gifts, he said the gift of faith, that special faith to change situations and to work miracles and to have the gifts of healing in operation. And then in the utterance gifts, prophecy, because it takes tongues with interpretation to equal prophecy, right? And so prophecy, which is speaking by divine inspiration, doesn't always have to be concerning future events. You know, prophecy doesn't necessarily have to speak of anything concerning the future. Prophecy might be used as God uses to confirm something in an individual or in a group of people, to confirm something, to speak by the Spirit of God at divine unction concerning something. All right. But tongues and interpretation with that. We know the simple gift of prophecy. It exhorts, it edifies, and it comforts. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And so primarily, that's what that's going to do. Now, when you have the ministry of the prophet, then you're going to have some of the revelation gifts involved with that. And you'll have some of that. But, during at the very end of Pastor's sermon this morning, he prophesied. What did it do? It exhorted. It edified. And it comforted, right? Didn't necessarily speak concerning a future specific, but it did say if you'll do these things, then these certain things will happen. Now, how many of you, he uses this all the time as prophecies. I was going to ask him if he knows what that word means. I had never looked up the word sublime. That's a great word. It means something grand, grandeur. And, you know, it uses Mozart's sublime concerto. I was like, wow, our pastor uses big words. He said that by the Spirit of God, though. You know, I looked at a man, she goes, I always thought sublime was a negative word. I said, well, look at the definition. I looked it up where I was sitting there. I said, that's inspiring. Well, what did it do? That edified me, exhorted me. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, notice here, he talks about the body. Now, the reason I bring this up is because these are things that all of us as the body are to partake of as the Spirit wills. You know, I remember, you know, us folks that came into this around the charismatic, you know, before a lot of good solid teaching was done concerning these things, and we came into the charismatic renewal, revival, you know, that took place. What that was folks coming out of the denominational churches getting Spirit-filled, you know, and not having any teaching whatsoever, and we got involved in all kinds of things, and we had good hearts, but bad doctrine. Okay, but you know, I remember it was called somebody get filled with the Spirit, and somebody think they'd have to tell them, now you're going to operate in these gifts. You can't tell anybody what they're going to operate in. It's as the Spirit wills, right? Now we are told we can covet earnestly the best gifts. Now somebody did say this, and I agree with him. What's the best gift? Whatever gets the job done at the time. Wouldn't that be the best? I mean, if we need gifts of healings, we don't need a tongue and interpretation. We need that gifts of healings in operation. Glory to God. And he says there in verse 11, dividing. Everybody say dividing. That gives me the idea that no one's going to operate in all of these. All right? Now, potentially, could you, as the Spirit wills? Yes. But probably in ministry, let's take it over to ministry. And the reason, it's interesting, we talk about things here at Rhema Bible Church because so many of you, this is a unique place. So many of you are ministry-minded as far as even, you know, I mean ministry-minded as far as, you know, pulpit ministry and that type of thing. But, you know, you might not operate in these things, or you may. You don't worry about it, all right? You know, really, pray that God would use the other person and see what happens if he starts using you. I've noticed that the more I pray concerning God, you know, grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak forth your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders be done in the name of your holy child Jesus, and I start praying that for others, I notice I have more stuff like that happen in my life in ministry, praying for other people. God used people, I think, in these last days. I'm convinced that we're going to have greater manifestations of these things. Why? Because all of these glorify Jesus. Because they're by the Spirit of God. So no matter what we're doing, you think about it, no matter what I'm doing in ministry, my first and primary goal is to glorify Jesus. Couldn't always say this is that we are all part of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that true? We're all part of the ministry. It's his ministry. He's the head, we're the body. Well, the body has the same ministry that the head has. Okay? And he's left us here on the earth to be part of this body, to lift him up and to preach the gospel message and to do it and to have these things by the Spirit of God as we have need to help what? To help people. Amen. Right? You know, working of miracles is going to help somebody. They need a miracle. Praise the Lord. We've got a young minister who's a pastor right now. I don't know he's still pastoring and that, but I mean, everywhere he goes, miracles happen. Just miracles happen everywhere he goes. It's almost like he can't help it. And he'll just get up and start talking about miracles. Amen. Talking about the power of God, and people will just start getting healed. Amen. I mean, I had him here not too long ago and had him fill in for me in a class, and I've been teaching. I mean, these are second year students here at Raymond, teaching, and they started having people get healed while he's teaching. Miracles take place. God's working that way. Amen. Great things happening. Great things happening. Well, praise the Lord. And I think, you know, God in these last days. Yes, Lord, thank you. Have you ever noticed that as you read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that when Jesus healed somebody, that they glorified God after they were healed? They didn't glorify God because they were sick or needed healing. They glorified God after they were healed. All right? So when we have these things and these manifestations, that should be the same result we're looking for, that God is glorified or Jesus is lifted up. I can't get away from that. Now, look, jump up to verse 4 for a moment. He says, now there are diversities of gifts. Now that word gifts there is the word charisma, the English word from the Greek, charisma. And the root word of that is the word charis, charis, which is the word translated grace most of the time in the New Testament. A charisma is a divine endowment of God's grace or God's ability. Now he says, notice there are diversities of endowments of God's, or deposits of God's ability, but it is by the same Spirit. These divine charismas. And again, what is the deposit and the operation of God's grace going to do? It's going to glorify Jesus. Now, you know, if it divides, and causes strife and bitterness, you know Jesus wasn't glorified in that. So it was a misuse. Somebody missed it somewhere. Okay. Amen. Now, you know, say, well, you know, we got to be careful. The devil, let get in there. You know what? You got authority over the devil. If he does raise his head up, take that sword and whap him with it. Stick it in there and twist it a few times. It cuts both ways. And he won't stay around long. He'll be like Jesus. He'll leave you for a better season. Okay? Don't be afraid of the devil in anything. Oh, we got to be careful. We might, you know, we might have a manifestation of the devil instead of God. In September of 1997, I've told this story many times, but I like to hear it. So it's like why we sang the song. I like to hear it. I'm going to tell this story. I was in a little town of Market area. Really, it's not really a big town, but of Kawawa in western Kenya. And we had had a crusade that day, and the host asked us to please lay hands on people that were sick. And I mean, there were hundreds. It took a while, but we laid hands on several, and people were getting instantly healed. We had some great manifestations. And so people were coming up on the platform and testifying, and I mean, they're testifying, and God's getting the glory. I mean, they're praising God. People are rejoicing. You know, we're rejoicing of the goodness of God. Well, this young girl gets up there, and she's a school-age person. She hadn't been there for most of the preaching, but she had showed up because the school had let out. That's down the road. They had let out, and they had come in. And the reason I knew their school, they all had their school uniforms on. And she's up on the platform and testifying that she had had malaria symptoms. She's achy joints, you know, and if you don't know what malaria is the flu on steroids. I mean, it is really bad. And you can die from it if you don't get medication. Most folks, that's why they die, because they don't get the proper medication. But she'd been having these symptoms, and so she's up there telling about how now her body, she has no aching in her body, you know. And she said, no, my bones don't ache, all right. And she was testifying. Then all of a sudden, she starts swooning, and they barely catch her. She falls out on the platform. She's up on a little platform that really wasn't much bigger than this. And there's somebody holding a microphone, and then they're interpreting for us also. So she falls. Well, down on the inside, I mean, we've been glorifying God, right? Down on the inside, I heard this. That's not me. You know, looking back at it later, I realized that Jesus quit getting glorified. God wasn't getting the glory anymore. Now all eyes are, well, and that was before, when I first started going there, first went in 96, this was the second time I'd ever been there. When you prayed for them, they didn't fall. There was no, you didn't need, they didn't, they hadn't learned to do that yet, but they didn't fall. So this is no, they drug her off the platform. Now she's over here in the dirt, and I mean, there's a big crowd. Remember, we had hundreds there. There's a big crowd there. Gathered around her. Well, I got up back up on the platform, and I got a hold of the microphone, and I got everybody's attention. Please, 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 please look this way. I said, would everybody please step away from that girl? Please step away from her. Now, by this time, she's on there, and she's convulsing. She's going through all kinds of things, and enough that there's dust flying. It's, you know, the people are, they're, you know, they're wide-eyed. I said, folks, that is not the power of God. I said, but let's demonstrate the true power of God. And I didn't yell, but I spoke like Pastor said. I was authoritative, like he said this morning. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave this girl, loose her, let her go in Jesus' name. And immediately she went totally still. And then she looked around and they helped her up. And I said, now folks, that wasn't God. That wasn't her, what she falling up here, that wasn't God. I said, it's not her fault. She yielded to the wrong spirit. But now, look what God has done, has set her free. Let's glorify God. And people started praising God and worshiping God. See, because when it's God, when it's the Spirit of God, Jesus gets lifted up. Amen? Amen? She asked later, they told me later, she said, what was I doing on the ground? Why was I? How did that, what happened to me? They said, what do you remember? I remember telling people that I was healed. That's the last thing she remembered. Amen? You see, that it's a great thing to know, is that God or is that not? Now, I'm not, listen. You can use that tool when you're in meetings, that, but don't. God didn't call you to be judge, jury, and sentencer of people who try to step out in the Spirit of God. Amen? Everybody misses it from time to time, except for Jesus. I always point that out, you know, and you know they did crucify him. The perfect one got crucified. So let's be careful. Okay? I know here a while ago I was thinking about something and I was, you know, I was real, when I say thinking about something, I was really getting upset about something. And I was, you know, really pointing a finger at this or that and this or that and this or that. And I just got reminded, three pointing back at you. Lord was trying to get my attention and really brought me some understanding about what was happening. And there was three times as many things that I needed to change as the person I was trying to get upset with. I mean, he just laid it out to me. He said, let me show you. You know, it's one of those times that you just... Have you ever had, on the inside, had a question? You knew it was God asking you a question? You might as well say, I don't know God, but I know you do. Thanks for asking. What's the answer? Because he's setting you up. Right? Hallelujah. But if it's, listen to this too. If it's God dealing with you about something, there'll never be condemnation. And at the end of it, Jesus will be glorified. Amen? So let's not be ignorant concerning things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit, that if it is things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit, Jesus is going to get the glory. All right? Let's know that. Let's not be ignorant of that. Amen. Let's all stand up. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Thank you, Father, for the mighty Holy Ghost. Teach us and guide us, lead us into all the truth. Help us out, Lord. We thank you for revelation. Thank you for glorifying Jesus. Let's just do that right. Just lift your hands, your voices up. Just begin to glorify Jesus as our prayer team comes right now. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You're risen from the dead. Hallelujah. And you are Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord to the glory of God. We praise you. We honor you tonight, Lord. Give you glory. Praise you. Be lifted up, Jesus. Praise the Lord. If you need prayer for anything tonight, as we're dismissed here, come on down. Ladies, come talk to the ladies. Guys, come talk to the guys. They'll pray with you according to the word of God because that's where answers come from. Amen. And that's what will work in your life. Praise the Lord. If we had a first-time guest, if our connection team would find those folks and take them and receive that gift on behalf of Pastor and Mrs. Hagen, let's be in prayer for them as they are in New Mexico. They're in Farmington. Some of you know Dan and Jane Morrison were on staff here for years. They're at their church here through Tuesday night. And then they head on up to the Sharons, I believe, up in Las Vegas on Wednesday, be there Wednesday through Friday. Then they'll be back here with us on Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor travels at the wild times of the night to get back to be here. I mean, he doesn't want to miss hardly at all. Well, he doesn't want to miss ever, but he knows he has to sometimes, even to get rest, right? But thank God, you know, as I think Brother Bill's the first one I heard say, we share our pastors with the world. That's what God's called them to do. But thank God. So our job is to support them through prayer and through taking care of things here while they're out, right? And that means all of us. I'm talking about all of us, not just us up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. We good with everything? Everything we good? See you Wednesday night. Hour of Power right here, 7 o'clock. Tell somebody you love them. You can be dismissed. Amen.